Today I want to talk about what does it mean to stand in your power? I've been thinking a lot about power, and it's interesting when you start looking and researching power, because a lot of the power writings are about power over other people. Yet, go to an ancient Japanese image of power. It said you needed three things: a pot of gold, wealth, position, etc., sword. I think that's pretty obvious. The third, though, is mirror. And what's interesting is when I look at the quotes about power, like Lao Tzu from, I assume, thousands of years ago, he who controls others may be powerful, but he who has mastered himself is mightier still. And there was a fair bit on that. I think that's what the mirror of the Japanese, and we often forget the mirror. We think of power over and forget that there's so much power we hold within us. There was one by Elie Wiesel, who's a Holocaust survivor and writer. And he wrote, "Ultimately, the only power to which man should aspire is that which he exercises over himself." So standing in your own power, what does that mean? What does that feel like? How do you access that? And I was, as I was thinking about that, I was thinking about an exercise, and a keto instructor, Wendy Palmer, who teaches also conscious embodiment, had us do in a workshop, which was, and I'll ask just folks to think about this. Imagine you're really, really strong and feel that in your body. What's it feel like when you're really, really, really strong? And then imagine in your body that you're really, really weak. And she had us in the class walk across the room with these different images. And the third is imagine that you're centered in yourself, centered in your power and your purpose, centered in who you are. And how did it feel different? And it was really striking to me. I know we did the little experiment before we went on air. What did you notice when you were...
Well, with the power part of it, a lot of muscle tension, a lot of what I would imagine sort of energy going out. And with the weak part, quite the opposite, you know, sort of a caved in sort of feeling. And then the power within the self is just comfortable, confident, whatever.
I was surprised. I still felt strong. I still felt present, but I felt more open or relaxed in that. And that's the image that I thought was so powerful. I think about standing in your power. I'm not hooked on something outside of me. I'm not tense, you know, fighting, whatever. But I am more centered in my myself and who I am, and yet open to what is out there. It's a great image of what standing in your power it can be like. I, you know, when I think about as kids, and I watch my grandkids, they often have that early. You know, you watch them; they're very comfortable. Like my when Rose Arrowsmith Dekoe was doing some storytelling about a year ago, and my granddaughter was six, and Rose said, "I need a volunteer," and she didn't even finish, and my granddaughter's hand was up. And she's just like, "I'm there. I can do this. I have that confidence. I'm out there. Don't even need to know what it is." You know, and I think, wow, what happens to us? Is it, you know, internal fears or lessons from the outside that, you know, what will people think, or maybe I'm not good at that, or I don't want to call attention to myself, or just our own fear, you know, inside that, you know, that I'm not enough, or I have nothing to offer, or I don't want to stand out. That kind of helps us, that helps us, supports us in living a little smaller than we are. So I was thinking about sort of the opposite then for myself. What, when do I not stand in my own power? What pulls me off, or what makes me smaller than I am? And that, that either that tense or weak. And the first thing is, for me, has been learning not to elipt, which is a term that Wendy Palmer uses, elipting versus centered. Elipting means my circle is, you're the focus and I'm the focus too. So my energy is as much going out to how I look or to what you think as it is about me. And so I give my power away, which is one of the most common ways of not standing in our powers. It's like, okay, we give it outside of ourselves. So learning how to unhook from other people's judgment, from but to get into more operating from the inside out versus the outside in, it's huge. And there's a lot of conditioning I've had, I think a lot of us had, about what's okay, you know, what's normal, what's conforming. And of course, there's some benefit to learning how to be respectful of others. And there's some aspects of that that, that I do value. But a lot of aspects of that that have kind of a mute button impact. I don't think my parents intended to do that, but they wanted me just to fit in. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So the first, you know, thinking about a lifting, where do I give my power away? Where do I get more concerned about outside of me versus inside of me? Not that I don't want to be caring, but when we, again, think about that image of centered power, I was present, but I was more open, less tight,
right,
when I have that image.
Mm-hmm.
The other one that helps me stand in my power is to know myself more and more, and to tolerate myself more and more, all the aspects. So not just the gifts that I bring, but also the perpetual, persistent, ever-present, not so great stuff that's me. Yeah. You know, I said, God, gosh, if I could just erase that, but it is me. And so the tolerance of that, again, and the compassion for that allows me to stand in my power more. And then having a clear sense, and I'm reading this over and over and over again, a really clear sense of purpose of who I am, what I'm about. So I have a place to go back to as a touchstone or to mm-hmm. center in relationship to. So to close out this reflection, how do I stand in my own power, or how do I let more of my light shine, I want to share the Marianne Williamson quote, which many folks have heard. It's often credited to Nelson Mandela, but I think it captures it beautifully. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There's nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We're all meant to shine as children do. We were born to manifest the glory of God that is within us. It is not just in some of us, it is in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. Won't that be a great way to spend a day?
I love it.